Even as the protests for racial justice in many American cities have dominated the headlines, the coronavirus pandemic continues, as does the process of reopening parts of the country. Today, bowling alleys, gyms, and movie theaters are back in business in Kentucky. So are dental offices in New York and hotels and beaches in South Florida. Meanwhile, the CDC has issued guidance to discourage cities from breaking up homeless encampments to avoid spreading the coronavirus by doing so. Several communities in Northern California have responded by setting up and managing camps in parking lots to maintain social distance for unsheltered homeless people. Joining us now is Jenny Lynn Holmes, who is the Chief Program Officer for Catholic Charities of the Diocese of Santa Rosa. She's managing a camp in that city. Jenny Lynn, thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Give us a sense of how the camp in Santa Rosa is set up. What does it look like and who's living there?
Yeah, so it's at the Finley Community Center that focuses on a lot of different activities. It's in a small part of the parking lot. It's kind of tucked a little bit away. There's 68 tents that have been erected. They all kind of match and were coordinated to do so to kind of create a calming environment when you walk in. There's several regular restrooms, hand washing stations. We've got security on site, staff on site. We have medical support coming in 4 days a week to do testing, but also to just provide regular access to healthcare. We have a shower trailer. Right now we've got cooling stations because it got up to 90 degrees in our community. Each tent is actually 12 feet apart from one another, which is in accordance with the CDC guidance, is that all tents should be 12 feet apart. So it's been a good alternative for people who just didn't have access to be even able to follow the health guidelines because they just didn't have the resources to do so.
And how many people are there?
We are over half full. We've been open for just over a week. So we've been slowly moving individuals in. You know, there's a lot of coordination and logistics to find the people, keep them engaged, you know where they're going to be at any given moment, help them pack up their belongings and transport them over. But our outreach team has been doing a great job.
And are people maintaining social distance and wearing masks while they're in the camps?
Yes. So everyone has been very good at following all of the guidelines. There's been a lot of education we've been doing. As you know, people experiencing homelessness don't always have the same access to media and resources in terms of knowing what's going on. So we've been keeping them up to date on what the changing guidelines have been. And for the most part, people are just really grateful to have a safe place to be. You know, and it's not even just being safe from the potential spread of COVID-19, but also just safety in general. We've had several people in there who have a long history of being sexually assaulted on the streets, and this now provides them safety and an ability to, you know, kind of take that next step in their what they're trying to do to get out of homelessness. We've got a large majority of people that are actually working and, you know, just can't afford to live here, but are actively working in our community and now have a place to sleep. You know, one guy is, he works graveyard shifts. So now he goes to his job at night and then comes and sleeps at the tent in the morning and, you know, has now a safe place to kind of do those things. So that's been a great benefit, as well as really preventing the spread of COVID-19 and allowing our outreach staff to work on what ultimately is our biggest goal and the city's biggest goal, which is to house these individuals and to get them out of homelessness permanently.
And has anyone there gotten COVID-19?
So far, none. Not even in any of our other shelters that Catholic Charities operates. We've had no positive cases yet, and we hope to continue that way. We pivoted quickly to put in more preventative measures to try to address the potential spread among our shelters. And so far, we have not had a positive case in any of the programs we operate.
Now, Jenny Lynn, we had you on the show a few years ago after Santa Rosa was hit hard by those wildfires. 3,000 homes were lost, and you were worried about a second wave of homelessness because of a lack of affordable housing. Now, given everything that's happened, and especially the economic situation, how big is the homeless issue there at the moment?
Well, right now, you know, homelessness, it's hard to know exactly the numbers, but I know that we have, you know, anecdotally noticed an increase. But where I am most nervous is not what's happening right now. It's what's going to happen in the next 3 to 6 months. This is really just the beginning of the crisis. For us, the crisis is on its way. Everything that's happening, whether it comes to, you know, the loss of jobs, the businesses that are going to be closing, the lack of childcare options for people, it's all of these are indicators of future increases in homelessness. And we start to see people come into our food access programs, and the numbers have more than doubled of people coming to seek food access. And that's another indicator to us that that's one of the first places people reach out to before they get to the stage of homelessness. And so we're trying to raise the alarm quickly and loudly that we have got to get ahead of it, and we've got to get preventative measures in place, or we're going to be experiencing a surge in homelessness like this nation's never seen.
That is Jenny Lynn Holmes, who is Chief Program Officer for Catholic Charities of the Diocese of Santa Rosa. She is overseeing a homeless camp in the city during the pandemic. Jenny Lynn, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I greatly appreciate it.